We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Pink. Devastation for two families in Southern California after two teenagers were shot just watching a movie. Police have now made an arrest in the case, but there are few answers.
You know, Brian, when something bad happens, we tend to want answers. And in this case, out of Corona, police say the shooting appears unprovoked. An 18-year-old college student, her 19-year-old friend, said to be a TikTok influencer, had a million followers. They just went to see a movie the other night in Corona, The Forever Purge. There was hardly anybody in the theater. It was at the Regal Edwards Corona Crossings. Just about six tickets were sold. And at some point, the teens were shot. No one seemed to hear any gunfire. There was no gun found at the scene, nothing really on surveillance. The employees just found the victims. The girl, the 18-year-old Riley Goodrich, died at the scene. Her friend, Anthony Barajas, last word we have this morning on life support. Now, in the case, Corona police have arrested 20-year-old Joseph Jimenez. They say that after searching his home, they found a gun that matches the caliber used in this crime. He is now booked on murder, attempted murder, and robbery, and being held on $2 million bail. Brian, back to you.
All right, thanks, Vicki. Minutes ago, you might have gotten a public safety alert on your phone in the city of L.A. Urging you to get a vaccine, reminding you that it's free, safe, and highly effective. They also give you a hotline number to find a vaccine or testing location. Meanwhile, the mayor and others went behind closed doors to discuss the city's new policy requiring all city employees to show they've been vaccinated against COVID or undergo weekly testing.
The move comes amid what Mayor Eric Garcetti called the fourth wave, with the highly contagious Delta variant the driving force behind rising case numbers. While the policy does not require city employees to get vaccinated, Garcetti and City Council President Nuri Martinez are committed to pursuing a vaccine mandate once the vaccines get FDA approval. This man questioned whether they will actually enforce it when it comes to the LAPD, which currently has one employee hospitalized in very critical condition with COVID-19.
You already gave him an out. Oh, you can do weekly tests instead of getting vaccines. It's pathetic.
Another man raised concerns about people who are fully vaccinated still getting the virus, saying he knows 10 people who have contracted COVID in the past 2 weeks despite being inoculated. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Investigators are trying to track down the driver who allegedly struck and killed a woman on a Huntington Beach street early this morning.
A couple of shoes were visible on the street and had red circles drawn around them, and a shopping cart was also on the pavement, maybe 50 yards away. This was on Ettinger Avenue near Springdale. There's an apartment complex right across the street. Jennifer Carey is with Huntington Beach Police.
There was someone who heard the collision but did not witness anything.
When police arrived, the pedestrian, the woman, was dead at the scene. The car that hit her was long gone.
We're looking for any information, any sort of evidence that may have ended up in the street as a result of the impact, or any sort of video surveillance that may be acquired along the roadway.
She says they just had a hit and run here in the city on Sunday. Police, though, were able to take that driver into custody. In Huntington Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The L.A. City Council today is expected to pass an ordinance to restrict homeless encampments and people sleeping in public in certain areas of the city, including within 500 feet of schools, daycare facilities, parks, and libraries. 13 members voted to approve the ordinance on July 1st, but with Councilman Mike Bonin and Councilwoman Nithya Rappan dissenting, the ordinance fell short of the unanimous approval needed on its first consideration. Today, it will only need 8 votes to pass. If it does go into effect, the camping ban would have wide-ranging effects. Chelsea Shover, an assistant professor at the UCLA School of Medicine, tells KNX it would cover about 40% of the city's available space. She says she is concerned about homeless people being punished for not understanding all aspects of the ordinance.
It would be hard for people to know where they could set up. And since we don't currently have enough beds in shelters to accommodate all the people who are currently unhoused, people would basically, it would be, you know, you can't go to a shelter and you can't stay here, and where are you supposed to go?
Silver says the law probably won't do much to deal with the root causes of homelessness. Groundbreaking today for a multi-million-dollar military expansion near the ports of L.A. and Long Beach.
Over the next year, the U.S. Coast Guard here in San Pedro will undergo a massive and fast upgrade to its facility, adding not only cutters, but expanding its physical presence, spending nearly $30 million to do it.
You know, here we are in the nation's epicenter for maritime transportation system and economic interests, where 40% of this nation's goods arrive and depart.
They describe what will happen here is not only vital to the security for Southern California, the West Coast, but also globally.
We'll provide the tools to secure our maritime borders, disrupt transnational criminal organizations, and respond to 21st century threats.
Coast Guard workforce to expand to current plans for it to grow by 90% in San Pedro. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Ethnic studies was the topic of discussion at a forum held by the Orange County Board of Education. Lawmakers in Sacramento are considering making ethnic studies a graduation requirement for high school students across the state. This woman spoke and says she's worried critical race theory will be taught in these courses.
Critical race theory is telling children that they're irredeemably bad, that their nation is built on a lie, and that some of them are worth more than others, depending on the color of their skin.
Jasmine Nguyen is a Stanford student from Anaheim who helped start the group Diversify Our Narrative to push for ethnic studies in schools. She tells KNX it's about including, not dividing.
I definitely think that it's more so focused on making sure students of color feel like they can learn fuller histories of their ancestors, while also allowing, you know, students from all backgrounds to also view these perspectives.
The OC Board of Education will host another forum on the topic later this summer.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.